we were staying in Dublin before a gig, and we started talking about country music and how fun it would be to make a country album with all our friends.
Mount Desolation got its start over a few pints in a Dublin pub when Tim Rice-Oxley and Jesse Quinn's band, Keen, was out on tour. But unlike a lot of conversations people have in pubs, Tim and Jesse's country album made it well beyond the planning stage. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Russ Boris here. In the last 7 years or so, Keen has sold more than 10 million albums, and the band's become known for a piano-heavy, alternative rock sound. But one September night, two members of that band, Tim Rice-Oxley and Jesse Quinn, got to talking about another musical love they shared, country. Their conversations simmered for a while, and then they started exchanging songs. By Christmas, the two were ready to go into the studio and record. They called their band Mount Desolation, and that's what they've called the resulting collection of country-tinged tunes. Although Tim and Jesse came up with the idea of Mount Desolation on their own, they certainly weren't on their own in the studio, as they told FUV's Rita Houston.
You assembled a bunch of guys from a bunch of other bands, like the drummer from The Killers is on it, Country Winston from Mumford & Sons. Is that your circle of friends? Are these mostly just buddies and you're like, hey, you know, we're making this record, we'd love for you to come by?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there wasn't anything at all contrived about it, really. Mm-hmm. It was, just having friends that we wanted to create a context, you know, in which we could finally get together and play with them. All just amazing musicians and good friends, and some of them sort of just played like a tiny little bit, and you know, on one song, and some of them played on the entire record, like Tom Hobden, especially from Noah and the Whale. It made a huge contribution, and really sort of gave a whole new kind of that spooky string texture thing that he does so beautifully. But you know, yeah, so many people just kind of coming and going from the studio. It was just, you know, kind of like you imagine that sort of Laurel Canyon spirit, you know, you get that so rarely, I think, in music these days, so it's a real privilege to be a part of it.
I met Annie Ford out on the gray west road, soaking through and thumbing for a ride. She sat there on her suitcase in a dancing dress. Would have been a fool to pass her by. And as we sped across the night, we told our stories by the light of the stars that lead us home each time we stray. Well, me and Annie talked till dawn when we reached her old man's farm. Then I said, so long, guess I'll be on my way.
What is it about that American country music that had you guys feeling like, you know what, we want to pay our tribute to this, we want to pay our debt to it? What is it about that music that meant something to you guys?
I think a big thing is the emotional side of it. Rock music and indie music is, you know, everyone's just so obsessed with like a sort of icy veneer of cool, you know. Mm-hmm. And so over the years, it's like the ability to be like really emotional in our kind of normal genre of music has gradually been eroded. And I think it's so appealing to be able to, you know, to listen to songs where there's no shame about really wearing your heart on your sleeve. And it somehow makes it much easier to, well, easier to write songs in the best possible way. Like you really feel like once you get started, it all comes pouring out, and that's, you know, it's a much more instinctive way of writing when you stop worrying about, you know, all the nonsense that goes with rock and roll.
It seemed so easy at the start when I left my heart sitting on the roof of the car and drove off. In my rush to leave the past behind, forgot that heart was mine. I didn't even know at the time I had one.
Mount Desolation live at FUV with Bitter Pill and Annie Ford, both from the band's self-titled debut. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.